Time now to continue with some of the lovely memories that you have shared to celebrate 100 years of radio with us. And today I'm joined by Kay Harris, who remembers so much, all of it in pretty good detail from listening to the radio growing up. She joins me now. Hello, Kay.
Hello, Jesse.
Wow, you remember a lot from radio in the early days.
That's because I'm old.
No, I think it must be because you've got a good memory. You've mentioned some real icons here, Aunt Daisy and Selwyn Toogood and the Archers and some of those dramas that were on. Oh, Letter from America by Alistair Cook. That one went for a few years, didn't it? And did you used to listen to radio at school?
Not listen so much. Like when we had days when we had to have our lunch inside, they broadcast radio through the loudspeaker system.
Yeah.
And I do remember Alma Cogan and Doris Day. And the songs I remember are 20 Tiny Fingers, 20 Tiny Toes, which I think was Alma Cogan. And I'm Going to Wash That Man Right Out of My Hair from South Pacific. I don't know if that was Doris Day. But I do remember those songs anyway.
And it just went through the speaker in the classroom, so you could all sort of listen to it together.
Yeah.
All right. And then, like a lot of people, you remember some of the bad news that came through from radio as well. Take us back to, I think it was 1953, wasn't it?
Yes, it was Christmas Eve, the Tangiwai disaster. I can still remember my mother. She, with her ear absolutely glued to the radio, and I went to ask her something, and she just sort of waved me away, which was so unlike her. But I think they were broadcasting live to the country, the Tangiwai disaster, where a bridge collapsed and 151 passengers were killed out of 285, and that was huge. Something in me remembers, I think maybe the Queen was over here then, and she made reference to it, but I haven't looked that up on Google.
One of the worst disasters in New Zealand history.
Yes, definitely.
So you remember, I mean, not just hearing it, but also the reaction of your mother, huh?
Oh, yes, absolutely. You know, absolutely devastated. And she was just an average housewife, you know, in New Zealand. I think all New Zealand was really rocked by it.
Yeah, particularly on a Christmas Eve.
Mm.
So that's the Tangiwai disaster, and I also wanted to ask you about Sunday evening, because that was a pretty key radio listening time for your family.
Oh, it was just that you had a warm, sort of glowy feeling. Yeah, I think early on there was Uncle Tom's choir that we listened to, and then usually we had toasty pies, which were sort of like the precursor of toasted sandwiches. Toasty pies, yeah. I think you could cook them on an element, but also you could hold them in the fire, put them into the fire. They had great big long handles, and you just put in the filling set that you wanted, just like toasted sandwiches today.
Yes.
So we had those, and we listened to the radio, and there were a lot of BBC programs. I remember the Goon Show. Life with Dexter, I'm not too sure, that might have been a New Zealand one. And that may not have been on Sunday night. But also on Sunday night, there was someone, was it Jimmy Edwards, had a show. And I seem to remember there were two hapless characters called Ron and F. And you'd hear him saying, F, and she'd say, yes, Ron. And that was sort of a highlight of that particular broadcast.
Yeah. And something called Quiz Kids.
Yeah, that was, I think it was a Thursday or Friday, sort of late afternoon, where they had basically, you know, the top-notch kids around New Zealand going against each other, And I'm pretty sure, I could be wrong, but I'm pretty sure one of the kids was, I think there were more than one Gluckman brother. And I think it was, I'm pretty sure it was the family of Sir Peter Gluckman, who was the recent science advisor to the government. And I'm pretty sure he was on, but you can't, you know, I'm not 100% sure.
Now, Kay, how do you ever remember the surnames of kids who took part in a radio quiz show, 50 years ago?
I've come across the Gluckmans later on in life, but I There was only two of them that really made an impression on me, and probably because they were so brainy. There was another girl called Nina. I think it was Nina Kaplan, but I'm not 100% sure.
You must admit that's pretty extraordinary memory you've got there.
Not really. It was these kids were just so bright that I remembered.
Well, I really appreciate you remembering it for us. And as a special treat for you now, I'm going to play 20 Tiny Fingers by Elmer Cogan.
Oh, thank you so much. Oh, that will be lovely.
So 20 Tiny Fingers by Elmer Cogan. Hopefully this takes you back to the schoolyard.
Oh, it really does. Yeah, we used to join in and munch away on our sandwiches, and we absolutely used to love it. You know, that's before we got into pop music, but
yeah.
We did. We really loved it, yeah.
Thanks so much, Kay.
Thank you.
Twenty tiny fingers, 20 tiny toes, two angel faces, each with a turned up nose. Oh, one looks like mommy with a cute little curl on top, and the other one's got a big bald spot exactly like his pop, 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 pop. Pop, pop, I put on the light in the middle of the night and whispered, dear, let's go. He grabbed a sock and called the doc. He told me, don't be slow. He got me there with time to spare, and then he sat on pins until the doctor shook his hand and told him, you've got twins. 20 tiny fingers, 20 tiny toes, two angel faces, each with a turned up nose. Oh, one looks like mommy with a cute little curl on top, and the other one's got a big bald spot exactly like his pop, 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 pop. We've got cribs and bottles and bibs all round our three-room flat. No time to see what's on TV, no room to swing a cat. We're on the run, we're never done, it's like a steeplechase. Oh, they came in and they took over like they own the place. 20 tiny fingers, 20 tiny toes, two angel faces, each with a turned-up nose. One looks like mommy with a cute little curl on top, and the other one's got a big bald spot exactly like his pop, 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 pop. Twice the laundry, twice the milk, it's twice the baby clothes, it's double this and double that, oh, how the money goes. But Pa and me, we both agree, when all is said and done, we've got twice the blessing and we've got twice the fun. 20 tiny fingers, 20 tiny toes, two angel faces, each with a turned up nose. One looks like mommy with a cute little curl on top, and the other one's got a big bald spot exactly like his pop, 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 pop it up. Pop, 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 pop it up. Pop, pop, pop.